Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Oh, good morning, good morning. I'm sure glad to be back with y'all out there in Radio Land this morning. Glad for all those that's tuned in around the area and especially those in the Florida State Prison, and glad for everyone to be with us this morning. Amen. I wish I could hear y'all. I am joined today with my wife, Carol, and my little son, my younger son, Ethan, and I am so blessed today to have my daughter and grandchild with us this morning. Her name is Brittany, but her daddy calls her Biscuit. I think y'all know, if y'all been listening, that I'm expecting Grandpa here. So I'm so glad that she got to be with us today. And before we go to our word, our scripture this morning, I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you for everything, God. I thank you, Lord, for just even the breath of life, Lord, you let us have today, God. And, Lord, the being, Lord, that you let us have in this body, God, that you just blessed us, that we're whole and that we're well and that we're doing well, we're doing good, God. I just thank you for this opportunity this morning to be on the radio waves, God. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you just have your way this morning, God. Lord, that you would just reach one out there somewhere, God, that's just looking for a sign maybe, or God, just looking for some understanding, God, that you might use us this morning, God, to bless and help somebody, some way, somehow, God, to lead them unto your throne, God. And I'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Ethan's going to read a scripture for us this morning.
And we're in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through verse 11. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacharias, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich, and he sought to Jesus. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature.
Right.
And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all remember saying that he was gone to be gossip with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen, amen. You know that's I'm sorry. Say again.
You cut him off at verse early.
Well, I thought 10. No, I said 10.
Okay.
But we're all good. Anyway, we got it down to 10. But he came and he sold out to save such which was lost. Amen. And I think about Zacchaeus now. He was a rich man, and he was probably prestige there and all that, but you know, he got up, he left all that behind. He got up in that sycamore tree. He wanted to see Jesus. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that, but he told him to make haste, come down from there. And he said, I must abide with you. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. You know, this is a, I know it just seems to be somewhat simple about that he's came to seek and to save that which is lost. You know, we hear so many things, and I think when we was on the radio last, we were talking about how people take some of the simple things really and try to, you know, make salvation out of all of it so far as, oh, well, we'll just come and shake the preacher's hand or we'll just confess this. But there was more to it. And I tell you what, old Zacchaeus, his heart was right. Not only did he you know, didn't say, oh, well, I got on my fine clothes. He got up that tree. He wanted to see Jesus. Amen. And he got in the way there where he could see Jesus. But not only that, Jesus come to abide with him. And he told him, he said, look, if I've wronged him, I pay him back fourfold. I give half of whatever I got. So, I mean, he said, salvation has come to you. You know, salvation has come to your house this day. And if we have our heart right and all, but I'll tell you, I'm sorry. I want to take a step back real quick about being lost and found. It's not that the Lord don't know where we're at. It's not that the Lord don't know everything about us. Amen.
Right.
But we're lost from him if we're not in his will. Amen. And I think also about the one man that was blind. Amen. And
Bartimaeus.
Yes, Bartimaeus. And when he heard that Jesus, he wanted to know what the ruckus was, and he heard that Jesus come by. They said, Jesus of Nazareth, and he cried out, and they tried to get him to hush. They tried to get him to quiet, like, shh, you know.
Right.
Tried to get him to hush, and he cried out even the more, the Bible says, even the more he cried out, and Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought in his way. Amen. And he said, what would I have, what would you have for me to do? And he said, heal me, so far as
that
being blind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And he received his sight. Amen. And I tell you, I think people's, you know, so tied up in themselves and in the world and all that, that they don't realize that they need to stand out. They need to holler out. Amen. You know, we got so many that'll pull the emergency brake when the doctor says that they can't do no more, or the banker can't lend the money that somebody needs, or when it comes, it looks impossible here or whatever, then, you know, people want to seek God when
the
maybe
Lord
they
is the last resort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which he needs to be our first resort. I want the Lord to command me. I want the Lord to talk to me. I want the Lord to tell me, son, go here, go there, do this, say that. I want him to do that.
Right.
But most people don't. They just want to fit him in wherever he fits in. They want to have they even got a social status for, you know,
sure,
these churches and this and that and
sure,
the other. And, you know, it's kind of like I've heard, one man was talking about his wife and said that, so-and-so had a dress like her. And so, she was going to have to get another one. All that kind of stuff. But that ain't what God's about. God is love. Amen. And he's seeking out, which will be saved. You know, the Lord does know where we are, but it's kind of like this. If you've seen somebody that you know, that knows you, you've seen these people that know you and out somewhere, and you can tell they really don't want to talk to you because they act like they don't see you.
Yeah, they avoid you.
Yeah. Did they avoid you, or did you have some, did a slip back, or, hide in the shadow? Mm-hmm. You could say, they won't just step back, but they'll step mm-hmm. back. Amen. And I think that's what folks is doing to the Lord until, there's a real need, and then they want to stand out. I tell you what, it's time to climb the tree. Amen.
Well, the thing is about Zacchaeus, he was interested in the Lord when he climbed the tree. But when the Lord called to him, and he came to his house, and he got in the presence of the Lord, there's something about being in the presence of the Lord and spending
Amen.
Time with him. When he spent time with the Lord, even though it was a short time, that's when he decided he gave half of all that was his. Now, if you think about all that you're worth, that may be very little, or it may be millions of dollars. It's all relative. But regardless, if you decide to give half of what you're worth, that changes your life, okay? So he said, I'm going to give half of what I'm worth to the poor. Then, on top of that, now, he was a publican. Mm-hmm. So he wronged people all the time. And he said, if I've wronged anybody, if I've taken money from them falsely, I will restore them fourfold.
Right.
So if he had taken $10 wrongly, he would give back $40. Yep. Okay? So that's a big deal. His status drastically went the opposite direction that would be desired. But it was okay because he had spent time in the presence of the Lord. And all that, all the monetary side of the world, all of that diminishes when you get focused on the Lord. I mean, if we could just focus on the Lord, all those other things, they just grow dim. They don't matter anymore.
You know, some folks, in the world, because they, you know, they've got clothes, they've got, you know, a home, they've got, you know, their bills paid, they don't realize, though, that they're lost.
And they
think
don't.
That, you know, because I've got these natural things.
They need to be in the presence of the Lord in order to realize those things.
But they need to call out because, you know what, we're blind without him.
That's right.
Amen. We're lost without him.
That's right.
And this is our whole duty and purpose, is serve God, keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I can tell you that I think when we was Friday night, when we was having our services, it's just like I said, you know, the Bible said, or Jesus said, that he would come again and receive us unto himself. Amen. And that where he is, that we may be also. Amen. And I can tell you, I want to be that way. This place, to me, it's not my home. This is, we're like pilgrims here. Amen. But, you know, our soul, people's soul, there's a longing in there, whether they realize it or not. They might try to fill it with all the worldly things, but there's a longing. There's a place in there for Jesus. Amen. And it doesn't matter how much of the world and everything else you try to put in it, it will not fill that void.
No, because
it will not.
He's the only thing that can fill that void. So no matter what you try to put in there, like you said, it just won't work. It won't work. We were created with a need for the Lord, even though a lot of people don't realize it. And that's why people find themselves using so many different things to try to stuff, you know, try to fill that void. Just like you said, that some people use drugs, some people use alcohol, some people use lust or cars or homes or hobbies,
just monetary things,
whatever, you know, it just doesn't work because we need the Lord. We need the Lord.
Amen. And if people would just, you know, realize that the situation they're in, it's not because you've got social status and all that. And it's not, like you said, people are on drugs. We're not talking about just street drugs.
No.
I'm talking about drugs that people say, oh, well, I can't handle it. You know, oh, we got to hit the Prozac or the Xanax or whatever it is. Oh, they can't cope with life. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, for I first cares for you. And you know, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. So if we cast all of our cares upon him, you know what? We're walking in the light as he is that light. Amen. And you know, there's peace. And he said, this joy that I leave with you and this peace, you know, that we could have full joy, that we could have a peace that passes all understanding of man. Amen. When all the other, and you know, I think we talked about this, has probably been a year ago or something, but what you call it, retail therapy. You know, a lot of folks, when they're going through something, they want to go buy something to make themselves feel better. You know, I got a sister-in-law that's like that. I think she's got every kind of kitchen gadget. you know, right. that Walmart makes or Target, whatever, wherever she got it from. Right. I mean, she's probably got the Ginzu knives and everything else, you know, but that's not going to do it. What our soul longeth for, you know, I think about, you know, our home, you know, some people would look at our home and say, oh, well, you know, they ain't got much like, you know, compared to all the rest of the world and all, but I feel so rich. I feel like I got so much stuff. I don't even know how much stuff I do have. Amen.
We have far too much. Yeah. Stuff. I can
now,
tell you
now,
right now.
I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea. We're not hoarders. Okay. We're not going to be on the hoarder program.
But we have more than we need. And what we try to do is give to others that do not have. And the thing is, we could go through this life and we can accumulate wealth and riches and all those things, and we could have a lot of nice cars and nice clothes and nice houses, and we could eat the fine dining, and we do those things occasionally on a special occasion. You know, we do. We celebrate what the Lord has blessed us with.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with that. The Lord has blessed you that, but he blesses people so they can bless others. We should be, okay, so if you, just think of it as a river. If you're a river and you have water flowing into you, you should have water flowing out of you.
Right.
Because if you don't, if all the water flows in and it can't flow out, it's stagnant. And that's where things go and die. But if the water is flowing, and the more rapidly it flows, the cleaner the water is.
Right.
The purer it is, you know, the better drinking water it is, you know. And it's that way in our lives. If the Lord can flow through us freely, the happier we are, the purer our lives are. It's just that way. I don't know how else to explain it. But if he gives to us and we hold it and we hoard it, and we try to keep it, and we're like the man in the Bible that buries their talent in the ground, and we don't use it, then it's a stagnant thing. It's unprofitable. It does nobody any good. If I have $5 million and I hide it in the ground, and my shoes have holes in them, and so my feet are bleeding, you know, or I'm sick and I just need an antibiotic, but I die because I need an antibiotic, and I have $5 million in the bank, but I won't go get the antibiotic. I mean, what good is my $5 million? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has to, we have to be wise and be, you know, come on now. Let's use a little common sense. Let's use what the Lord gives us to do good. Let's don't hoard and hold and be unpliable and unusable and stagnant and dead. We'll be the Dead Sea.
Well, you know, I mean, like we said, if you have all these things, some people think, well, I'm just all right because I, you know, I'm just doing so well, and I'm not like, you know, the beggar on the street or whatever, you know, I'm not like the homeless person. And that's mm-hmm. the way their status, that's the way they feel like it is. But, you know, just as, you know, you were talking about that scripture about them having money, and they have warmth, and they have mm-hmm. clothes and all that,
and they have
money, and they are putting it putting in bags with holes
right.
in it. They have clothes, but still yet they're without warmth. It's not the status in this life that counts anything. It's about having salvation, as you know, to realize if you are lost, to realize that you are lost,
right.
and come to Jesus. Amen. To cry out, forgetting your social status
right.
or what anybody would think or what mom and daddy would think or brother, sister, or co-worker or any of that other would think, is to give your heart and your life to Jesus, you know,
to make yourself
right. that living sacrifice, to say, okay, I'm forsaking all, just right. like Zacchaeus really done, is, you know, I'm forsaking all. I want
That's
to know
right.
Jesus. Amen. And if you want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection, the Bible said, you know, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. And you got to cash in all the world to give it over to the Lord. And I'm not saying you got to go sell your car and your house today. I'm right. saying you can't let have nothing in between you and the Lord. And the if Lord it come tell, to that you'd be willing.
The Lord didn't tell him to do any of that. Mm-mm. It was just the Lord being in his presence convicted his heart. Because he got those things in a deceitful way. He accumulated his riches in a deceitful way. He wronged people. And the being in the presence of the Lord convicted him. But the Lord didn't tell him, you need to give all that stuff back.
Right.
But when his heart was turned, his heart convicted himself. And he was willing to do that. You know, his riches wasn't enough to keep him out of heaven because his heart was right.
Right. Well, yes, but all about the lost, you know, we can hide from the Lord, we can hold back, but holding back is not going to be the way to do it. It's going to be us standing up. It's you know, people's status. They don't want to be known as lost. They don't want to know about that. But look, if you're lost and you die and you go to hell, you're going to forget about all the rest of the things. But if you will just turn over, regardless, you've got to overcome those ideas and opinions. You've got to let all that by. Look, that rich man, that he, you know, he lifted his eyes in hell, and you know, he had looked around and he thought he was in such great shape. You know, he thought everything was going his way. He says, look at all this. I've got all this stuff here and I have nowhere to bestow all these goods. And he said, I'm going to tear down these barns and I'm going to build greater. And he said, then I'm going to tell, you know, say to myself, take thine ease. Mm-hmm. And, but the thing was, the Lord let him tear down them barns and he let him build newer ones. Mm-hmm. And he said, when he did, when after he had finished that, he said, and who shall these things be? You know, who are these things going to be to? Who are they going to come to? You know what I mean? And he lifted his eyes and hell, it didn't matter. You know, about him building these barns because he had no part of them no more. You know, they weren't going to do him no good. But what I think is if he was busting at the seams with the barns he had, if he had so much, why wasn't he giving? Then, you know, the Bible talks about it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And if he would have been given and been in the Lord's will, what would have done? And why would it have went? It wouldn't have went to someone else.
Well, a pure heart will pray to Lord, prosper me as my soul prospers. That's right. What Brittany was just telling me.
Yes,
prosper me as my soul prospers. You know, and I mean, if you can just, if we could get it in our minds, I know that people, and we're kind of on riches today, but money and wealth is nothing more than a tool. It's just like a hammer in your toolbox. I know we have to have money. We have to have money to survive. I understand that. But it's the love of that money that causes us the problem.
Yeah,
it's not the
root
money.
Of all evil. Yeah, the
it's
love.
It's the love of it. Yeah. And the way people lust after money.
That's
if
right.
If we could just let it go and realize that, I mean, we know homeless people that are very close to the Lord, but they're just homeless right now. And that's where they are right now. But that's not their destination, you know, just like Lazarus.
Well, and I think that's too, with David, we don't know when in his life he prayed that, but it is pretty early in the Psalms. And we know that he was taken from his father Jesse right. was a very wealthy man. And he was, you know, at some point early in his life, that's what he was praying. And then we see him become homeless. He becomes a fugitive running from King Saul. Yeah.
And he was anointed
as
king.
You know, we read through the Psalms and they get deeper and deeper. But then by the end of his life, God is brought him so far.
Right.
As he's praying, prosper me as my soul prospers. You know, he died a very prosperous man, but a man with a right heart and a repentant heart.
Right.
He didn't let that prosperity, I mean, not that he was perfect. We know David really messed some stuff up, but his heart was in the right place because the cry of his heart was,
"That's right,
you first."
That's right. He had a repentant heart.
He sure did. He sure did. And, you know, the Bible said that he was a man after God's own heart.
That's right.
And I can tell you that we can learn a lot from David. And, you know, yeah, he did some things that wasn't right. But I tell you what, he repented.
Yes, he
and
did.
When the Lord revealed him, and he didn't let riches get in his way or his statue or his any of that. I mean, because, you know, he could have took Saul. He could have took Saul.
Right. Well, he was the one that took off his kingly garment and danced and praised the Lord in the streets before all the people, and his own wife
despised
him and made fun of him because of it. And she was struck barren.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, oh, look at the king out in the street like the people, you know, and just made fun of him for praising the Lord and dancing in the street before the Ark of the Covenant in worship to the Lord, not in a worldly way, in worship before the Lord. And she made fun of him. You don't do that.
No.
She was struck barren, which doesn't sound such a big deal today, but that was about the worst thing you could do to a woman in Bible times. That was horrible for a woman to be barren.
Exactly, exactly. That was definitely a terrible one. It was almost like the woman was looked at as worthless,
mm-hmm.
you know, when she like
right.
that. But you speak of worship, and I know that when I was out in the world, I was kind of wide open and stuff like that. But I don't want to go through all the stuff I did go through. There's a lot of stuff that happened, but God
right.
got me to a place that I would. Eventually, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I didn't know really anything much about the Lord, and I really didn't understand that much. And then when I got into my desperation, and the Lord, you know, brought my fears unto me, where
right.
it would wake me up, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm
right.
really thankful that He did that. But you know where He brought me from. I'm just thinking of how that in the church, you know, when I was so relieved that I was found. I would think about this. If you were ever in the woods and dark fell. And you couldn't see the light of the moon
yeah.
and the trees were around
mm-hmm.
and you could hear noises, but, you know, they didn't seem like to be friendly noises, and you didn't know which way was north, south, east or west. You didn't know where your deliverance was. You would be really, really glad to know, or somebody would holler for you
right.
that you could get out of that lost
mm-hmm.
place. Well, I was so glad to be able to get out of my lost situation,
mm-hmm.
and I was so happy and glad. I didn't care before I was like, oh, people's gonna see me go to the altar and see the bottom of my shoes. I don't care if they see the bottom of my shoes, the back of my head. I don't care, because I'm gonna go talk with the
right.
King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Right.
Give myself all unto Him. And I remember as I started reading the Bible and as the Word of God started being preached, I wanted to amen, but I would amen real quiet, and I'd hardly put my hands up, you know. And then I got to where, you know, or I read that part in the Bible that says, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no, I'm praising the Lord. Look here, we have come short on time. But please, holler out. Do whatever
cry
you got to do. Lay in the way. Get a hold of Jesus so He can get a hold of you. Amen. And don't let the devil, defer you in no way. I reckon this is Brother Tommy for this week. May God bless you. Hope to see